To all of you on all of our campuses at CCV, I want to say happy New Year. I hope that you're ready for a fresh start. Maybe you've set some new goals, you've made some adjustments, maybe you've made some New Year's resolutions that say, you know what, I want to lose some weight, I want to exercise more, maybe you want to read through the Bible this year for the first time, maybe it's trusting God with your finances or overcoming a bad habit. Or maybe you would say, this year, I want a fresh start in some relationships. I want to repair a broken or damaged relationship. Or maybe you'd say, this year, I'm going to give up Pepsi for the whole year. Or maybe you're going to take your faith to the next level. I want to talk to you about strengthening your faith. Because faith is like a muscle. It can grow and get stronger, but it depends on how much you use it. One of the questions that I'm asked often as a pastor is this question: Pastor Don, why is this happening to me? They'll say things like, I don't understand how what I'm going through right now as a follower of Christ, how could this happen to me? If you don't understand how God wants to work in your life and build your faith, you will get discouraged. You often will become resentful. You will worry all the time, and you may become fearful about the future. The Bible has many examples of people that went through difficulties on their way to growing in their faith. In fact, if you were going to carve out a Mount Rushmore of faith, you would begin with Abraham. Abraham is the founder of the nation of Israel. Abraham is the head of three religions: Christianity, Islam, and Judaism. His name is mentioned over 300 times in the Bible. You see, God made a fourfold promise to Abraham: that he and his descendants would be given land, that they would become a great nation, they would enjoy a special covenant with God, and they would bless all nations. And so Abraham was willing to trust God by faith, even though he didn't understand what God was up to. You see, faith is the ability to step out and face impossible challenges without fear. The Bible puts it this way: everything is possible for the person that has faith. I want to repeat that. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. If that's true, how do we take our faith to the next level? How do we get a fresh start with our faith? How do we build our faith? First of all, God always starts with a dream. Nothing happens until somebody starts dreaming. You've got to have an idea or a goal or a vision of what God wants to do in your life. It always takes a dream, because dreaming allows us to think beyond. It allows us to think beyond where we are at the present time. You see more possibilities. You get out of your routine. You're able to reach your full potential. In Genesis chapter 12, we see the dream that God gave to Abraham. He said, Abraham, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to a land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. When this was written, Abram was living in Haran, a town in Iraq near the Euphrates River. He's 75 years of age, and so he started off with his wife, with his nephew Lot, and all of their servants, flocks, and herds, and they traveled all the way by faith from Iraq all the way to southern Israel. That was over 600 miles. That would be like us going from Phoenix to over to Fresno, California. If they traveled 20 miles a day, which would be a pretty far way to go with all your flocks and everything, it would take them 30 days to arrive by faith where God was taking them. Can you imagine how many times Abraham was asked, are we there yet? Took a lot of faith. They traveled to a different country without a map or a GPS. They left their homeland, their family. They left their friends. They never knew where they would ever see them again or not. You see, if God gives you a dream to do something, it's going to require faith. It's got to be so big that you can't accomplish it on your own. Because if you can do it on your own, you don't need faith. George Mueller said, faith does not operate in the realm of the possible. There is not glory for God in that which is humanly possible. Because if you can do it, you get the glory, but God doesn't get the glory. Faith begins where man's power ends. Or as the Bible says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine according to his power that is at work within us. What he's saying is, let God be a part of your dream. Faith building always begins with a dream. And so God's dream for Abraham put him completely out of his comfort zone. He had to make a decision, am I going to trust God or not, and step out in faith. He was out of his comfort zone. Have you ever been out of your comfort zone? I want you to know I've been out of my comfort zone many times. In fact, if there's one time that I can think back when I was probably one of the most difficult times for me, was it was almost 30 years ago. CCV was a new church. Some fathers got together with our junior high and high school sons and decided we'd do a father-son trip to California. We went there, took in some ball games, went to Magic Mountain. I love roller coasters, but I'm afraid of heights. Sounds weird, but that's true. And so we went there, rode some roller coasters, and they decided we'd go over to this one ride where you go way up and you get in it and it just drops. And they said, let's go. And I go, I'm not going. And they all, oh, come on. They tried to, you know, peer pressure. I said, peer pressure is not going to work. I'm not going with you guys. I'm afraid of that. I don't like heights. They all got in line, got ready to get on the line, and I stood there and I thought, you know, I don't know why I'm wimping out. This is something that I should just suck it up and go for it. And so I tried to hurry up. By the time I got up there to where they were, they had already got up and went up. And so I had to go back and get in line, and I waited my turn. They came down. They're watching, and that I'm finally going to do it. I get in line, and I get on this thing with another young man and his about 8-year-old son, and we go up to the top. We get up to the top. And they release it to let it fall, and nothing happens. And I'm sitting there, really close to God at that time. And nothing happened. We waited. And finally, they came over the loudspeaker and said, I'm sorry, there's some malfunction with the ride. Somebody will be up there in a few minutes to help correct that. And as my son and these other men from CCV are hearing this, I can hear them on the ground just laughing. They're loving it. They're loving it. I'm not loving it, okay? This little boy turns to his dad and said, Dad, I'm afraid. You know, we're going to die. And I'm thinking, shut up, kid. You know, I am scared. True story. Finally, the guy gets all the way up there. He works on it, and he says, you know what? I'm going to have to release this manually because I'm not sure what's wrong with it. We're going to release it and let it go, and we'll fix it, you know, when it gets to the ground. And he yanks on it, down we go, and I'm still alive, so I guess it worked, okay? But I'm telling you, I was totally out of my comfort zone. Because you see, it's one thing to have a dream of overcoming heights, or it's one thing to say, I can do that. It's another thing to get in line and get involved. Stage two is you got to make a decision. Nothing is going to happen until you wake up and put your faith into action. That's why in our culture today, there are a lot of dreamers, but there are very few decision makers. The Bible puts it this way, you must believe and not doubt. A double-minded man is unstable in all he does. You see, a double-minded person is unable to decide. You don't know what to do. Well, the Bible says that Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out for Haran. You see, faith is a verb. It is active, not passive. It is something you do. Abraham acted on God's dream for his life. He had to let go of security. That's why you cannot move forward in faith and hold on to the past. That's like having one foot in and one foot out. One foot in faith, one foot in fear. It doesn't work. You can't move forward if you're going to hold on to the past in fear. Little boy was afraid of the dark, and one night his mother said, I want you to go out to the back porch and bring in the broom. And he turned to his mom and said, Mom, I don't want to go out there. It's dark. I'm afraid of the dark. And she tried to comfort her young son, and she said, Son, you don't have to be afraid of the dark because Jesus is out there. He'll look after you and protect you. And so reluctantly, he walked to the back of the porch, slowly opened the door, and peered out in the darkness and said, Jesus, if you're out there, would you hand me the broom? Well, you got to admit, at least that's a start. See, remember, faith has to grow. And so Abraham had to leave the comforts of home for a totally unknown destination. Peter had to get out of the boat to show Jesus he had faith. The disciples had to leave their fishing nets behind to follow Jesus. If you want to build your faith, you got to put your dream to the test and make a decision to act on that dream. And then comes to stage three, which is delay. See, there's always a time lapse before your dream becomes a reality. God uses that waiting period to teach you to trust Him. But remember this, a delay is not God's denial. Darkness always comes before the light. Night comes before the day. Worry comes before faith. God always does the right thing, but sometimes it takes God a long time to do it. Delays. Abraham faced a delay. Bible says there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. Can you imagine what Abraham must have been thinking? Lord, wait a minute. I stepped out in faith and moved my family 600 miles to an unknown destination, and we finally get here, and we're ready to set up tents and relax, and you say, I'm sorry, you can't stay here. You got to move 300 more miles to Egypt. Another delay. You see, maturity is understanding the difference between no and not yet. And it's that delay, that waiting room of life, where we really find out what we believe about God. Some of you do not know, but my first message at CCV 33 years ago was, I said, I believe that God is going to give us a campus of 80 acres for our church. We started out in a movie theater. For 16 years, we met in six different locations. We had to do portable church week after week and set up and tear down. It took 16 years for God to answer that prayer. It was tough trusting God and waiting. The Bible says, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Underline the word wait. You see, perseverance is needed when you face the delays in your life and your faith journey. Many of you probably have heard of Jeremy Lin, who's a professional basketball player that now plays for the Los Angeles Lakers. But what you may not know is the delays he faced in trying to fulfill his dream of playing in the NBA. He was a great high school basketball player. He wanted to get a scholarship to Stanford, but nobody offered him a scholarship. He ended up at Harvard. He played 4 years at Harvard. After he played at Harvard, he wasn't even drafted by the NBA, and so he decided to play in a summer league. And after playing in the summer league, he signed on with the Golden State Warriors. He didn't play hardly at all. He was released a year later. He was picked up by the Houston Rockets, and they released him a month later. And the New York Knicks then claimed him off waivers. He sat on the bench for game after game. Finally, they were so far behind in one game that one of the players said, Coach D'Antoni, why don't you put Jeremy in? And he put him in, and to his surprise, he did a great job. In fact, the first four games that he started for the New York Knicks, he scored 20 points and 7 assists in the first four games and became the first NBA player to ever do that. He became an overnight sensation. But wait a minute. This didn't happen without delay after delay after delay in trying to fulfill his dream. What you may not know is Jeremy Lin is a very strong Christian. He said this, there were just so many different things that had to happen in order for me to make it into the NBA. And I have a list of 12 to 15 things that had to happen, and none of it had to do anything with me. It was all in God's control. His fingerprints are all over my story. End of quote. His fingerprints are all over my story. Listen, CCV, no matter what campus you're on, if you could probably stop and look back at some of the things that you've gone through or what you're going through right now, maybe you would be able to see God's fingerprints on your story as well. Maybe your situation is bad right now. Maybe your prayers haven't been answered. Maybe everybody thinks you're crazy for believing the way you do, but you keep on believing because that is the gift of faith. And remember, a delay is not God's denial. Understand the difference between no and not yet. After a delay, you come to stage four, which is difficulty. Not only do you have to wait, but you get to experience problems and difficulties while you wait. Isn't that exciting? Aren't you glad you decided to start the new year out at CCV to come and get encouraged? You see, you're going to have two kinds of problems in the difficulty, circumstances and critics, and Abraham faced both. First of all was the circumstance. Here he was supposed to be the father of many nations, and he had no son to fulfill God's promise. His critic was his wife. She got tired of waiting 25 years for God to answer their prayer. I'm not going to be so tough on her. I would be tired of waiting 25 years of prayer as well. Look what the Bible says. Now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children. But she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abraham, "The Lord has kept me from having children, so go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her." You see, because she was struggling in her faith, she decided to do her own thing. Wait a minute. Doesn't that sound familiar? All of us face difficulties in life because difficulties and struggles are a part of life. And we often are at the same place where we pray and God doesn't answer our prayer and we face delays and then we face more problems and difficulties and we come to the point where we say, am I going to trust God's plan to act or am I going to go ahead with my own plans? And that is often the crossroads of building your faith. You see, Moses faced difficulties. He was in the wilderness doing what God wanted him to do for 40 years with God's people. They had no water, no food, complainers, poisonous snakes. He did what God asked him to do, yet he still faced difficulties. David was anointed king and then spent the next several years being hunted down by Saul and was forced to hide in caves. Or Daniel, he put God first in his career and in his life, and he was still thrown into a dungeon of lions. Or Stephen, he stood up and preached the gospel with boldness and was stoned to death. Or Joseph resisted sexual temptation and was falsely accused and put in prison. So wait a minute. Why then does God allow problems in our lives? So he can build our faith and our character, because it's the only way to find out if our faith is real. When everything is going great, it's easy to say you live by faith and trust God, but when the problems come, that's when we find out what we're made of. As somebody said, your faith must be tested before it can be trusted. You might want to write that down. Your faith needs to be tested before it can be trusted. The Bible says, for a while, you may have to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold may be proved genuine. Underline, may be proved genuine. You see, our response to faith, our response to problems validates our faith. How we respond when life is tough really validates whether we're walking by faith and trusting God. Many Christians all around the world are suffering for their faith. ISIS, we read, killing thousands of Christians, people dying for their faith, and yet in the United States, many Christians will do anything to avoid suffering. Stuttered Kennedy said, faith is not believing in spite of evidence. Faith is obeying in spite of the consequence. You see, faith is not saying, I'll believe it when I see it myself. Faith is saying, I'll keep trusting in God no matter how many difficulties I face. Well, the problems then become so bad, and the situation deteriorates from difficult to impossible, and if that's where you are, then you have hit stage 5, which is a dead end. If that's where you are today, you find yourself saying, Lord, there's no way out. There's no hope. This is never going to get any better. If you're at that stage, congratulations, because you're in good company. As you read the Bible, you're going to find out that many of God's heroes came to dead ends in their journey. That's where Abraham and Sarah are. In their old age, they're facing a dead end. Listen to how the Bible says it. Then the Lord said to Abraham, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. Now, Sarah was listening to the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Abraham and Sarah were already old and well advanced in years, and Sarah was past the age of childbearing. So Sarah laughed to herself as she thought, after I'm worn out and my master is old, will I now have this pleasure? Then the Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, will I really have a child now that I'm old? Abraham, is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. I want to say to you the next time that you hit a dead end and you're wondering, God, can you really answer my prayers? Remember Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? Nothing is impossible with God. On all of our campuses, let's repeat that. Nothing is impossible with God. One more time. Nothing is impossible with God. If you're facing a dead end right now, don't allow the dead ends in your life to destroy your faith. Your dead end could be your spouse walks out and leaves you alone to provide and take care of the family. Or you face a crisis and your friends walk away and they don't come through for you. Or you lose your job and your house goes into foreclosure. Or you find out that you have cancer and have only a few months to live. Or you get a call from the police that your teenager has been arrested for selling drugs and you hit a dead end. Don't allow those dead ends to destroy your faith, because you could be on the verge of something great. Nothing is impossible with God. You say, well, then wait a minute. How should we respond when we face a dead end? Hang on and wait for stage six, which is deliverance. You see, the best response to a dead end is to what? Expect God to act. Because if we push ahead in our own strength, we never get to see God work. Notice how God worked. Now, the Lord was gracious to Sarah, as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what he had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, hang on, at the very time God had promised him. Deliverance, when we put the situation in God's hands, we get to see God work. God provides a supernatural answer. Miraculously, things fall into place. It did for Abraham, it did for Sarah, and it will for you. But some of you are probably thinking, but wait a minute, Pastor Don, I really want to get a fresh start with my faith. Why can't I just go straight from my dream to deliverance? Why do I have to go through all of these stages and steps? Because God wants to use those stages and that time to develop our faith and build our character. Let me give you another example of this faith-building process. Christ Church The Valley is really a living example of how God works in faith. God has taken us through these exact same steps. The church started as a dream. Some people met in my living room and said, how can we impact this valley for Jesus Christ? We had no idea what we were going to do, and we knew that we couldn't do this in our own strength and ability. We had to move from the dream stage to the decision stage. Are we all in or not? Are we going to trust God financially with our time and our energy and our lives? Along the way, we faced delays. We went 16 years without land. We would set up and tear down church every weekend for years, but God was using that time to build our character. Along the way, we had to deal with difficulties. We had threats of lawsuits. We had disagreements with government officials. I remember we went into the castle. We were excited. Tenants jumped over 200, and the next week, the inspector came and closed us down, and for 2 months, we were out in the parking lot with a lean-to tent, and we lost all of the momentum that we had picked up. Those 200 we had, they left. Difficulty after difficulty. We faced some dead ends. We didn't know what to do next. We tried to buy land in different places, but we were turned down. But we still said, God, we know you're in charge. And so God provided deliverance. When four different landowners agreed within 30 days to sell us the property for our first campus in Peoria. And I want to say to you that almost every campus that we've added since then, we've all gone through these same stages of faith. The journey and history of this church for 33 years is a journey of faith, and it's taught us to continually depend upon God every step of the way. If you want to begin the new year with a fresh look, I want you to understand what Abraham went through. And remember the lessons of Abraham. God will use problems. He'll use people to build your faith. God's delays are not God's denials. You got to understand the difference between no and not yet. And you got to remember, when you feel like you've hit a dead end, nothing is impossible with God. And so as we begin this new year on all of our campuses, let's take a fresh start with our faith. Allow God to take your faith to the next level. You say, how do I do that? On all of our campuses this week, we're offering Starting Point. It's a place for you, if you've never made a decision to follow Christ, you can come and hear the claims of who Jesus is and make a decision to give your life to Christ. Or if you're already a believer, it's a chance for you to come and find out about our vision and values, and you can say, how can I join together with you to impact this valley for Jesus Christ? Listen, as we begin this new year, all of you are needed on the team if we're going to make the impact for Jesus Christ. So what's the takeaway today? How can we take what we've heard and put it into action? First question, What stage are you in right now in your faith journey? Look back at the outline. Look at those stages of faith. Because the first thing you've got to do is determine reality. What's your current situation? If you want a fresh start, if you want to go to the next level, you have to determine where you are right now. Are you at the dream stage? Do you have to make a decision? Maybe you've made a decision, but you're waiting for God to act and you're in one of those delays. Or maybe some of you have gone through some incredible difficulties and you would even say, I'm the point today where it's a dead end. God, do something. Or maybe some of you would say, you know what? God has answered my prayer and I've felt deliverance. What stage are you in? Write that down. The second thing is, what do you need to release to God so that your faith can go to the next level? Maybe it's a broken or a damaged relationship, and you'd say, this year, I want to try to repair that. Write that in, broken relationship. Or maybe you would say, it's my career. I want to release my career to God, or I want to release my health to God, or my finances, or this destructive habit that I have. Why is releasing so important? Because releasing is an act of faith. Releasing is putting the situation or the person in God's hands and trusting God to do what He believes is best. You say, I'm not sure I want to do that. Well, there's another option. You can play God and develop ulcers and worry the next year. My prayer is that you'd get a fresh start with your faith in 2015, and it would be by us releasing those things that we're trying to control and saying, God, it's in your hands, you take control. Let's pray. Lord God, all of us on all of our campuses, we want our faith to grow, but the struggle is we just often don't want to wait. We don't want to go through the stages to develop our faith. We want it instantly. And so we pray that you would give us patience, that you would give us perseverance when the going gets tough. Help us today to release the struggles, the situations that we're going through. Help us to release them to you, believing that you will do what is best. In your name we pray. Amen.